You are listening to Soul Podcast. Listen, learn and get entertained.
Hello everyone, this is me Sadia Mubashara and what's up? Today we are going to know what if you knew what would happen in 100 years. A century of history flashes before your eyes, not the past but the future. And now you know how life would unfold over the next 100 years. What changes would happen to the planet over that time? What countries would become world leaders? And why would you not want to live in California? There are so many things that could happen. The population of the planet could continue to grow. Technologies would change. Disease could be eradicated. The human impacts of climate change would worsen. But no one can see the future except for you, of course, and you are about to witness it all in 2025. By the year 2025, you had seen how India surpassed China and became the most populated country in the world. Its population would grow it to over 1.44 billion people. You had also seen some of the continued effects of global warming. The Arctic would become ice-free for several months of the year. Between July and November, polar bears would struggle to live in the disappearing ice sheets. And while the Earth would undergo these dramatic changes, we had also lost the contact with the Voyager 1, reporting back from space. This deep space probe has been carrying a gold-plated disc containing sounds and image from Earth since its launch in 1977. In 2037, by the year 2030, you had get a small dose of positive news. The battle against malaria would be close to victory. In 2070, there were around 216 million cases of the disease. But the widespread use of mosquito nets treated with insecticides would almost eliminate it, but things would get seriously shaken up. In California, a major earthquake would hit along the roughly 1,300 km long San Andreas Fault. The damage would be enormous, with thousands of deaths and injuries as well as billions of dollars in losses. 2050. Jumping ahead to the year 2050, and you had find the robots have taken many jobs. They had been running the hospitals, transportation and security. Your wages would go down and traditional manufacturing jobs would likely be non-existent. On the bright side, based on current research, you could see a universal basic income completed in many parts of the world. Hopefully, you had also see a complete transition of energy resources from fossil fuels and carbon neutral ones. Wind or solar power could be providing nearly all of the world's electricity. In 2060, despite all efforts to move to green and renewable energy, global warming wouldn't go anywhere. And by the year 2060, global temperatures would increase by over 3 degrees Celsius. If you lived along the coastline, you had see your home devastated by rising sea levels and intense storms. New York City would likely build massive seawalls to protect from frequent mass flooding, and that would cost hundreds of billion dollars. 2068. Fast forwarding a few years to 2068, and you would see humans get faster thanks to optimized workouts, innovation, technological implants, and muscle enhancing devices. You had witnessed an impossible world record in the 100-meter sprint. At this point, people could become bionic. Your body could carry all kinds of nanotechnology that mine your health or do fun things like mini. Your skin glow with different patterns or colors. In 2090, before the 2090s, humans would get creative and ingesting their proteins. There had been no more consumption of traditional meats like beef or pork. They had been out of fashion due to their enormous carbon footprint that now accounts for 14.5% of the world's greenhouse gases. Instead, you had been eating fully lab-grown or plant-based meat. But livestock industries would be other only the facing existence. Many languages would disappear by the year 2090. English and Mandarin would likely complete as the two most dominant languages spoken everywhere on the planet. In 2100, at the dawn of the next century, you could witness technology that would allow us to control extreme seismic events like earthquake and tsunami. We had been an incredible knowledge of what's going on below the surface and could accurately predict where and when these events could occur. In 2021, finally the end of our journey through the future. In the year 2021, you had reached the point where you could upload your mind to a computer. Congratulations, you had achieved immortality. Now get back to the present and help make some of those good things happen. After all, if you could see the future, could you change it?
Thanks for listening to Tesla Podcast. To know more about us, visit our website www.tesselbangladesh.com. Call or SMS to 01620000994.